Now, a few moments to read from your emails. And a number of you wrote to correct us on our story yesterday about a D-Day reenactment.
Last month, thousands of people descended on a field in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, to reenact the invasion of Normandy through paintball. One participant, who went by the name Nikki Angel Valor, called it the Super Bowl of paintball.
It's the ultimate adrenaline rush. One of the most amazing things is being on this beach when the horn goes off, and there are 4,000 guns shooting at one time.
The story described paintballers playing Allied troops being sent into battle on U-boats, and that is what drew a lot of the mail.
Ken Whitehurst of Virginia Beach writes, "As a former paintballer, lifelong war gamer, and military history fan, I very much enjoyed your report on the Normandy invasion paintball game held in Pennsylvania." But he goes on, "I was troubled to hear that the Allied troops apparently emerged from U-boats to storm the beaches. U-boats, of course, were German submarines. However, historically inaccurate the event, I can only assume that the Allies were arriving by Higgins' boat."
And John McGrath of Gaithersburg, Maryland, took issue with something that our reporter implied was historically inaccurate. "I was appalled," writes Mr. McGrath, "at what he calls the mocking description of a bagpiper walking through the middle of the field." He writes this, "I suggest Mr. Sachs research Bill Millen, the Scottish bagpiper who played while Scottish commandos fought and died around him on that fateful day."
We appreciate your comments and your corrections. You can write to us by going to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.